service, but there is online service this year. So if you would like to watch that online, you can get tickets for that. And if you have any questions, you can contact Tim Heyer. Are there any other announcements? All right. The call to worship this morning is Isaiah 7:14. It says, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel."
Good morning again, and we're welcoming you to our worship service. We're going to sing hymn number 125 together, "Joy to the World." I'm going to ask you to stand with me, please, number 125. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ. Of fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy. Repeat, repeat the sounding joy. No more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings known, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love. You may be seated. We do want to welcome all you that may be here for our Sunday school time as we have our children's Christmas program. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before the congregation. I got a couple that came in on Friday or so. George Melber fell at his place at the Courtyard Villa. He is doing well, just a little bit unstable when he stands, but he is in the hospital and then we'll be transitioning back. I also got connected with Kay Fawcett, and she is home and healing from her surgery this past Tuesday. Things went very well, and she'll have one more trip back to Sioux Falls to have some follow-up, but this will be the end of her treatment, and so she is doing much better. Also received a text from June Ohm. Her sister was taken up to Aberdeen with COVID, and she is not doing well. She was intubated the other day, and her numbers aren't looking very good, so they're having to come and make some decisions. So we'll be praying for June Ohm's sister Janice and family. And then also yesterday we had Kevin and Sammy's wedding, and we'll be praying for them as they begin their journey together. Are there any other prayer requests or praises? Bonnie.
To
And his first name? Stanley, thank you. It can't be my hearing. It's got to be. So Bonnie's, both her brothers, Kenny had the accident quite a while ago, and it's been a long journey, but he is back home. He's walking on his own, but we continue to pray for his healing. And then Stanley had a more recent accident and a significant amount of ribs broken and spleen and other internal injuries, and we'll be praying for him and his continued healing as well. Any other prayer requests or praises? Oh, Jenny. So Jenny Brockle, who comes and helps Sunshine out on the weekends, prayer for her cousins that the mom passed away, and then also cousin?
My uncle.
Uncle, there we go.
My cousin's parents.
Parents. So both the mom and dad passed away very recently with two different, the uncle from COVID. And so we will be praying for that family. Any other prayer requests? Grateful to see Andrew and Marissa and family back with us. I was rather shocked to see them. I'm glad they didn't run me over on my walk. Andrew's got 2 weeks left in your lovely little brace. So we continue to pray. And how is your support doing?
Good. We're about 50%, so we're doing well. Students are home on break. They'll be there till January 10th.
We definitely will. You know, if you give us more heads up, we'll even give you extra time. But at our annual meeting, the congregation voted to bring Andrew and Marissa on as our home missionaries. And so we're grateful to be able to partner and glad that you guys got some time off. I know it's been a whirlwind. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Kim. Yesterday during Sunshine's basketball game, Asia Paul broke her tibia during the game. And we know, one, for comfort, I know the journey home was not going to be very pleasant with the distance, but we'll pray for healing and wisdom with the orthopedics. Val. Yeah, the SBA, one of their largest fundraisers each year is the SBA auction, and having to go online because of all the other things this year with COVID. They had a live opportunity on Thursday and raised about $16,000. Normally, it's about $70,000 comes in, and so the rest of the auction goes through December 15th. And so I know that is a huge prayer request and a praise for God's people as they donate. Brett.
I'd like to ask a prayer for Lucas Hall's sister, Britta Thrain, and her family as they're in the airport awaiting to fly from language school in France to Africa.
I only know you by Red. So, Dennis, there we go. Dennis Hall, this would be Lucas Hall's dad, but Lucas's sister and Dennis's daughter and husband are in the airport. They've been doing language school in France, and they're on their way to Africa. Any particular country, or just get the continent?
Gabon.
Gabon.
And they have 3 kids, 5 and under.
We will pray for this adventure as God leads them forward. And for the grandparents, because I know that. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the opportunities we have this season of the year to be reminded again and again of the Christmas account, that your Son came at just the right time. All the signs pointed, but only few were paying attention. Just a few searched your scriptures. And as we look back at that time and then look at our own, we can see how few still seek out. I thank you that we are part of that spreading of your good news, that we can be like the shepherds that spread the news throughout the whole Bethlehem area, like the wise men who came and pondered but also spread the word. And we see how your gospel has penetrated cultures through the centuries, and we know it's still powerful. We know that you are still on the throne, and you're not caught by surprise with all the things going on in our world. And we, as many times throughout this season, the words of peace and hope, and as the word we focus on, joy today, would fill our hearts, and we would spread the good news. Father, we lift up these requests to you. We thank you that you are able to work all around the world, but that you also work in us and through us. And I pray for George that you would heal, that you would help him to gain his full strength back. Father, we also pray for Kay. And being home, we're grateful for the surgery that she has undergone and the no pain and the healing and the time that she can spend with her daughter. I pray that you would completely heal her. We lift up June Ohm's sister Janice, that you would be with the family through this difficult time. That we know as the great physician, you are able to touch her body. We also are grateful to hear that she knows you as her Savior. So if you choose not to heal on this side of eternity, she will be made whole on the other side. And that is the difficult part of being human, is that because of Adam and Eve, we have become separated from you and death has entered this world. But you have overcome our greatest enemy. Father, we just pray that you would give comfort to their family and wisdom. Father, we lift up Sam and Kevin as they begin their journey together, that you would knit their hearts together, watch over them, give them wisdom and understanding of each other. And in the joy of being married, we pray that they would seek to follow you with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. And we thank you for the family that was able to gather yesterday and those that could come alongside of them. We pray for Aaron and Zach, that some of Zach's health needs, we ask that you would look over him and watch over him as well. Father, we lift up Bonnie's brothers to you, Kenny and Stanley, that you would heal both their bodies but also their spirits, that you would give them patience with the process, but we ask that you would heal. We also lift up Jenny Brockle's cousin's family with both mom and dad passing away. They need your loving arms wrapped around them. We ask that you would be an ever-present help during this very difficult time. We're grateful to see Andrew and Marissa here with us and their children. We pray that you would give them a restful break, that you would continue to raise up supporters for their monthly needs. Thank you that they are able to be investing in the lives of their students and how you will use those students around the world. Pray for Asia with not only the injury, but coming at the second basketball game, but you would heal. As a great physician, you would guide the surgeons that there would not be any long-term lasting ligament damage, that it would heal completely and she would gain mobility. Help her not to worry about the things of school. We know that for all of our students in high school, it's getting close to the end of the semester, but you'd be able to wrap your loving arms around her as you have promised. Father, we lift up the ministries that we support as a church. Pray for SBA and their auction, that you would bring in the finances that they need. Thank you for the staff that is a part of our fellowship here and the staff that invests in the lives of the students. And as they get ready for break, give them a restful time. Pray for our staff here at Miller. It has been a difficult year with so much uncertainty. Help them to be able to rest in your peace through the next couple of weeks to become rejuvenated. Father, we also pray for Britta and her family as they work their way through the airport with their children. We know for the kids it can be a grand adventure, but it also can, with catching of flights and everything else this time of year, and with COVID, we pray for their ministry as they get ready to launch into ministry in Gabon. Help them through the cultural shock. Help them as they apply their language learning to be able to reach the target people group with the gospel. I pray for the extended family, that they would draw comfort knowing that you have them in your care. Father, we lift up Skip and Betty Harkins to you, that you also would work in their lives. Thank you for the opportunity we have of partnering with them in Brazil, that you would increase their ministry. Watch over Skip's health. Continue to help him to gain mobility and rest in your peace. Father, we lift up our service to you. We thank you for the children that will be able to have a part of a program and the reminder again of how your Son has come into this world. We ask that all that we do today honor and glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Wonderful to be able to look out and see the way that the Lord loves people. Just in the prayer time this morning, you know, to be able to just ask your church body to pray for things that are really heavy on our hearts. It's a huge blessing for us as a church family to be able to do that for others. And so would you just stand with us this morning? We're going to praise the Lord through music.
Sky, look down where he lay.
Song. I just want to share something this morning. All of us in the world we're living in right now have had many feelings over the last months. And when I do my Bible study in the morning in my quiet time after Don goes to work, I've just really been trying to reflect where the most important thing is. Where should our focus be? Should it be focused on the news? Should it be focused on what we hear? Or where should our focus be? And it really should be with the Lord. Because that out of everything that's changing, the one thing that isn't is the Lord. His love for us, our security in Him in heaven, our desire to just be with Him. So as we sing this next song and we sing to the King of Kings, just really feel Him. Know that His love is wrapped around us each and every day through each and every struggle.
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your love for us. We thank you for this season and the opportunity to celebrate the birth of your Son in human form, that physical manifestation of your love for us, that he would come to earth, live a human life, and die on the cross to pay the penalty for our sins. We know that he is risen, and that he is seated at your side. We thank you for the joy that we have because of that truth. We pray that you would open our hearts and our minds now as we also open your word and we look at the truth of the Christmas story. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.